Welcome to the Direct Sellers Podcast, the podcast for direct sellers who are ready to get uncomfortable, build their business, and grow a team while changing the face of the direct sales industry. I'm your host, Rachel Perry. Join me as we get real and talk about all the things you need to kick some serious direct sales booty. From overcoming limiting beliefs to sharing the exact strategies you need to attract the right people who become customers and beg to join your team. I've got you covered, girl. I'm going to be your new BFF when it comes to balancing life and kids while building your direct sales business with poise, peace of mind, and of course, a good set of fake eyelashes. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Direct Sellers Podcast. What? That's the first time I've used the name of the new name, I should say. Isn't that amazing? I'm really excited about the new name. I'm going to fill you in on this week's episode on where I've been. Y'all, I ghosted you. That's not cool. So I'm going to fill you in on why I did that, what I have for you guys, and all the good things to come. So let's get started. You guys, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be back. I'm so happy to be back. And I just need to say, I'm so sorry for ghosting you. I know that's basically what I did, but I have a good reason for it. Okay. I will say this. My last episode was on June 8th, and I did not intend to be gone this long. I intended to come on and give you kind of an update of where I've been and what was going on, but I never did. And I apologize for that. But here's what happened. So I started working with a coach, and we together, well, I did it, but she coached me through it as I came up on things and had a lot of mindset issues that I had to work through. But I spent the summer developing a new product for you guys, a product that I believe is going to change your business completely. I also had my kids home this summer, right? And I had a tremendous amount of guilt, probably mom guilt, but also this desire to be with my kids. You know, John Mark is 15. I've got 4 years left with him. I mean, it's not like he's going to disappear forever after he graduates, but I don't know. I felt like I really wanted to spend time with my kids. They also really needed me a lot this summer. I thought, oh, this is going to be awesome because they're older now. I have a 10-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 15-year-old. And I thought, you know what? This is going to be good. They're going to be independent. I'm going to be able to get a lot of work done. Well, turns out they're actually not. They needed me to do a lot. They always seem to need me. And I'm not going to lie, it was a little frustrating at times. But I know that I made the right decision. I had to, you know, stop doing some of the things that I had been doing while they were in school. And one of those things, sadly, was the podcast. I just didn't have the bandwidth to show up for you guys with my weekly podcast, especially when I was in creation mode. I don't know if you've ever created something, but you know, when you're in business mode and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to create this amazing thing, whether it be in my case, this product, or in your case, maybe it's a strategy, a plan, you're going to lean into your team more, whatever it is. Sometimes it's hard to show up in the other aspects of your life, right? And so I had to make a conscious decision to do that. Now, I shouldn't say the right way, but one of my biggest regrets is that I just disappeared. And I wish that hadn't happened, but life happened. And I know you get it, especially for those of you that are moms out there, like you totally get it. And sometimes we just have to put our family first. Well, actually, I always put my family first, but there are times that I have chosen my business over certain things with the family, and I'm usually okay with that. But you know, this time I needed to do my family was the priority. And I have to say, I'm really glad that we did that. I we only have so much time that we can devote to certain things, right? I even left social media for a while. I popped on in stories, but you guys, I haven't really posted in there since July. on Instagram. And I just needed to be away from it all. I got really bogged down with all the politics and people it got really bad for me. It was pulling me down emotionally. And then I fell into the comparison trap. Yeah. Even coaches struggle with that. It was hard. I didn't want to show up on social media because every time I did, I saw other people, right? Like who were doing similar things to me. And I compared myself. And what happens when you compare yourself to other people? You are always on the bottom. You always end up on the bottom because in your mind, everybody else is doing better than you. And it's just not true. So I decided to not post on social, to take a break. And it was so good for me. It needed to happen. I encourage you, if you ever just feel bogged down with social media, like it's pulling you down, like sister, take a break because social media can be very toxic. It can be a great tool for your business, but it can also be a very toxic, toxic thing in your life. And if you ever feel like you are falling into that trap and it's just defeating, and every time you open your phone, you go right there and then you end up feeling bad about yourself, I would really encourage you to walk away. Just walk away and take a break. You know, while I was on this social media break, and I still showed up for my Wealth and Worth community, and my Convert and Engage community, which I'm going to talk about in just a second. But, you know, it was really, really hard to be able to show up for everyone when I was feeling so defeated. And so I don't regret taking a break from social media. It's been hard to get back into it, to be completely honest. But social media is a great tool for your business. It becomes a bad tool when you start falling into that trap of the comparison or of just not feeling good enough or comparing yourself to other people. That is when it really becomes not so great for you. And you just have to listen to yourself and understand what you need to be able to show up completely for your people. And you can show up for your people in other places. It doesn't have to just be on social media. And that is actually why I created Convert and Engage with email. So this is the product that I worked on this summer. It's a huge system, basically, a process, a course, a program for you. It's called Convert and Engage with Email. And I think I talked about it a little bit before I disappeared through the summer. I have this really strong desire to help you build your business. Obviously, that's why I'm here. But I believe that it can be done through email. I know that it can because I've done it. And I don't mean using email just to send out newsletters or just to send out specials and promotions. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about using email to build connections, so that you can sort of build these relationships with your audience on a deeper level. And yes, email can do that. I'm talking about using email to grow your list, to attract the right people, your target audience, who then become customers and then beg to join your team. And it can be done through email. Email can feel very daunting, especially if you're like, I hate my emails. I hate checking my inbox. The reason you hate those emails is because they're not adding value to your life. You can use email as a tool in your business to connect with your audience and to give them value. See, I think the direct sales industry has such a bad rap. And the reason for it is because so many people are taught to lead with their product, lead with their business opportunity, and it becomes this annoying sort of place where everyone is trying to sell their product. And that's not the right way to do it. In this industry, direct sales has benefited and blessed me so much. When I was in direct sales, I built a successful business. I was never at the tippy top in sales or recruiting. I did well, but you know, that's a small percentage of people in the company that get to do that. But it did teach me a lot of things. I gained more confidence than I've ever had, right? I gained confidence in myself. I learned how to be a business owner. That's huge. I also figured out who I was. Yeah, I figured that out through my direct sales business. And I got paid to do it, y'all. This is the beauty of having and growing a direct sales business. You're getting paid for your personal development. Because building a direct sales business is so much more. It's so much more than getting that recognition and walking across the stage, though that is really awesome, let me tell you. Right? It's so important to remember that there's a bigger purpose here. And there are haters. There are haters, especially after this Lula Rich documentary that we'll talk about on another episode. But there are haters. There will always be haters, right? There will always be haters, but you've got to be confident in what you are building and creating. And then those haters, they won't matter. They shouldn't matter because they don't necessarily know what they're talking about. And if they do know what they're talking about, they've had a bad experience. That's why we are here to change the direct sales industry. Let's change the face of the direct sales industry, shall we? Let's talk about how to do it the right way. And I believe that email is a really incredible tool to do that. So back to this product that I've created, it's called Convert and Engage with Email. It's a 6-part course, and then you get a ton of bonuses. You get an email funnel blueprint that tells you exactly what email you need to send when. You get freebie templates. So if you're ready to create a lead magnet or a freebie to draw people to your list, the right people, you're going to have templates so you don't have to create it from scratch. You get a welcome email sequence. It's a plug and play welcome email sequence. 4 emails. I think it's 4, not 5, but I think it's 4. But anyway, 4 emails that are written out for you where all you have to do is plug in your information and the message you want to get across and it's done. You guys, I've paid thousands of dollars for welcome sequences. You're getting this for free. You have a follow-up email sequence in there, which is massive. Also, you're getting, I think it says on the sales page, it says 31 social media captions, but it's actually way more than that. It's like 50. And you get to convert and engage community on Facebook, which is basically a place for coaching. We're going to offer coaching on as you add email to your list. Sorry, as you add email to your business as a marketing tool, and you get to connect with other direct sellers who are doing the same thing. So you guys, this system, this product is only $37. I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud of it. And I'm so excited that you can get your hands on it for such a ridiculously low price. So if you're interested in Convert and Engage, just go to rachelaperry.com/convert-and-engage. That'll be linked in the show notes. But again, it's rachelaperry.com/convert-and-engage. And check it out. I'm just so, so proud of it. So proud of it and excited for you to get your hands on it and excited to connect with you in the Convert and Engage community. So that has been like my labor of love this summer. And now it's fall, y'all. What? I'm excited though, because this podcast, the Direct Sellers podcast, we've got lots of plans. We are going to be having some incredible guests that I get the privilege to interview. We've got some plans as to focus on, you know, helping you grow your team. We're going to be doing a workshop at the end of the month that the sole purpose is to get you your next team member. So I'm really excited for that. We're going to be doing some podcasts leading up to that to prepare you for it. And it's just going to be fun. Like, let's change the face of the direct sales industry, shall we? Let's build our direct sales businesses the right way. And let's do it with integrity. Let's do it with love. Let's do it with a servant's heart. And let's Avi have fun, right? You guys, I'm so happy to be back. I appreciate you so much. And I would love it if you would share this podcast with anyone in your upline, your downline, your sideline, anyone you think would benefit from this. I am just so excited about what's to come. And I'm so excited to cheer you on as you grow and slay your direct sales business. All right, my friends, love you. Mean it. Can't wait to talk to you next week. That's it for this week's episode of Making the Leap. Thank you for joining me today, you guys. And hey, listen, if you love today's episode and think your downline, upline, or even your sideline might benefit from it, or even the podcast, send them a link, share this episode, or screenshot it and share it on Instagram and tag me at Rachel A. Perry. I'd truly be so honored. And hey, listen, if you haven't already, come and hang out with me over on the gram, where I share all kinds of craziness and free resources to help you make the leap both in business and in life. Because let's face it, life and business can be hard. So why not get all the help we can? Till next week, my friends.